If there's one place where Obama's executive action on immigration didn't sit well, it was with Republicans in Congress. They feel the president ruined any compromise on immigration by going solo. House Majority Leader John Boehner.
With this action, the president has chosen to deliberately sabotage any chance of enacting bipartisan reforms that he claims to seek.
We decided to take a look at how prominent Latinos in the Republican Party reacted to the president's measures and how their opinions square with Latino voters. Republican Representative Raul Labrador, member of the House Judiciary Committee, said this about the president's executive action.
He was supposed to be a president who wanted to unify the country, and instead he's trying to divide the country, and I think that's going to be his legacy.
But his view on the president's action is mostly out of line with Latino voters. According to a survey by the polling firm Latino Decisions, made right after the president's announcement, a whopping 89% of Latino registered voters supported the president's executive action on immigration. In fact, 2 out of 3 Latino voters would support more executive action if Congress doesn't act on immigration reform. Senator and Tea Party leader Ted Cruz went a step further. He wants the incoming Republican majority to block presidential nominees and cut funding for agencies that implement Obama's executive measures.
Then it's incumbent on Republicans in Congress to use every single constitutional tool we have to defend the rule of law, to rein in a president so that the president does not become an unaccountable monarch.
But Republicans may not be able to afford that backlash, at least not with Latinos. According to surveys by Pew and Latino Decisions, a majority of Latinos blame immigration inaction on Republicans in Congress. And from that same Latino Decisions poll, Latinos oppose Republican efforts to block the president's actions on immigration, and that includes 60% of Latino voters who identify as Republicans. And then there's Nevada's newly reelected Republican governor, Brian Sandoval, who's moderated his stance on immigration in order to make significant inroads with Nevada's Latino voters. Governor Sandoval called on Congress and Obama to work toward a bipartisan solution. But as we've heard earlier, that seems unlikely, and Republicans could bear the cost with Latino voters.
There is a significant problem for Republicans in the Latino community, but I think it's a fixable problem.
That's Republican strategist Whit Ayers. He laid out what it takes for Republicans to do better with Latino voters.
If we support responsible immigration reform, if we campaign in Latino neighborhoods, if we advertise on Latino media, I think it's a fixable problem.
The next big battle will be the 2016 presidential election.
I think that most of the Republican candidates for president in 2016 will support some version of immigration reform that fixes the broken system.
But what kind of reform? In his statements on the president's actions, Republican senator and possible presidential candidate Marco Rubio said he favors an immigration reform that secures the border and fixes legal immigration first. But Pew and Latino Decisions polls show that 3 out of 4 Latinos favor some form of legal status for undocumented immigrants. In any case, campaigning on, quote, self-deportation, like Mitt Romney did in 2012, will probably not be an option for Republicans if they want to win the White House in 2016.